Thank you and good afternoon. Officers from the Eureka Police Department responded to 3rd and A Streets this morning on a report of possible gunfire in that area. When officers arrived on scene, they interviewed numerous witnesses and learned that an argument between two males resulted in 18-year-old Shasta resident Vanya Hummel brandishing a concealed .40-caliber pistol at the other male. A group of bystanders surrounded an overpowered Hummel and took the handgun away. Hummel initially told bystanders it was a BB gun, and a woman took the pistol and fired it into the ground to confirm Hummel's claim, but the gun fired an actual bullet. Hummel was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of a concealed and loaded firearm. Officers from the Garberville Area Command of the CHP responded to a single-vehicle traffic collision off of Highway 101 at around 8 o'clock Tuesday night. The officers found that the driver of a Nissan SUV, 29-year-old Myers Flat resident Melissa Munsell, had allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway where it collided with a tree. The CHP reports that Munsell made an unsafe turning movement that took her car off the highway to the east, and the force of the collision left Munsell with major injuries and left a passenger in the car dead at the scene. Impairment is considered a factor in the collision, and the investigation into the fatal crash is ongoing. Tuesday morning, officers from the Arcata Police Department arrested 38-year-old Arcata resident Victoria Clark after Clark stabbed a 35-year-old Arcata woman in the Arcata Plaza, causing life-threatening injuries. Officers arrived at the scene and saw the victim lying on the sidewalk at the corner of 9th and H Street with multiple stab wounds to her torso. Witnesses told officers that the two women were involved in a physical altercation that led to Clark stabbing the victim and subsequently fleeing the scene. Officers were able to locate Clark a few blocks away from the scene of the attack, and in the process also found the knife used in the attack. Clark was booked in a county jail for assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was transported to the Mad River Hospital, and she is reported to be in stable condition. Earlier that morning, the Eureka Police Department responded to a stabbing in a motel in the 800 block of Broadway. The victim said an unknown assailant forced his way into their room and attacked the two victims, who provided conflicting descriptions of the suspect. Both victims were transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The investigation into this incident is ongoing. Tonight, the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will be holding their first mixer of the 2015 year at the Lowe's Building at 9th and Main Streets in Fortuna. The event will be co-hosted by the McLean Foundation, and the mixer will spotlight economic development and people will have a chance to promote their businesses. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Education across all levels continue to evolve in numerous ways, including after-school programs, GED workshops, and even counting some high-level high school courses as college credit for high school graduates. Fred Van Fleck was on Talk Shop and talked about a new dual enrollment program that is in the works with the Eureka City Schools and College of the Redwoods.
Basically what it is being enrolled in a high school class, having the teacher make sure that they're qualified to teach a community college level course. And then so that way, follow the curriculum of the community college, and then that way, at the end of the day, they're not only taking a high school class, but taking a community college course at the same time. So when they walk out of that class at the end of the day with a passing grade, they have to do nothing because it's already on the college transcripts and they get the high school credit for it.
Van Fleck went on to explain what he envisions for the program.
And the vision for the program is a multi-level certificate program. So if you graduate from high school, get a certificate at a basic level, or it's yet to be named, but at a basic level, say in manufacturing, and then create that track for them to go on to College of the Redwoods and get that advanced level certificate in manufacturing so they're industry ready, work ready.
Van Fleck also said that due to most students not having their own transportation and operating within a six-hour school day, the classes will be taken on high school campuses. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.